Week 8, The Rhythm of Reaching Out, Part 1. And enjoying the favour of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. In Genesis 12, God encourages Abraham that he is going to bless him in order for Abraham to be a blessing to the world. The same is true of us. We've been blessed to be a blessing to others. This mission to bless isn't just an add-on, one more thing to squeeze into our already busy lives. Instead, for a Christian, it's the reason to get out of bed in the morning, the core of our purpose for each day. Next week, we will look at a simple 5-step process to bless the people God has placed in our lives. But in this first part, we're looking at the heart behind the mission. Because, of course, reaching out to others mustn't come from a need to evangelize or an item to tick off a list, but from a compassion for people, a heart of love. He has blessed us. Now we have the joy of blessing others. Colossians 1:15-16. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. Whatever you may think of the Harry Potter books and films, you may love them, you may detest them, you may never have heard of them. It's pretty obvious who the main character is. I mean, it's right there in the title. The other characters are important, many play significant roles, but they're not who the narrative is primarily about. They are characters in someone else's story. Rick Warren starts his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, with the words, "It's not about you. The purpose of your life is far greater than your own personal fulfillment, your peace of mind, or even your happiness. It's far greater than your family, your career, or even your wildest dreams and ambitions." When we're trying to discover what we're here for, we can easily make the mistake of simply asking self-centered questions. What do I want to be? What should I do with my life? What are my goals, my ambitions, my dreams? These things are important, of course, but should they be the starting point? Self-help books teach us that if we can find ourselves, we'll find success. But being successful and fulfilling your purpose are not the same thing. You can be a huge success by the world's standard and still miss the purpose for which you were made. We struggle with purpose because we start in the wrong place. Ultimately, it's not about us. If we want to know why we were placed on this planet, we have to begin with God. We were made by him and for him. We were created for his purpose. Until we realize this, our lives will never make sense. For as long as we believe we're the lead characters in the stories of our lives, we're likely to be woefully disappointed. But get excited! He's calling you into a purpose that is greater than yourself. As we'll see this week, it's a purpose that involves loving God and loving the people around us. What would you say is the purpose of your life right now? What gets you up in the morning? To what extent do you think it is aligned with God's purposes for you?